This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Good evening. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Well, I've had questions again. Some of them have a legal bent on them. So I have to go to the guys at Arbalest Quarrel just because I just like saying the name. It just makes me feel good to say that I know the guys at Arbalest Quarrel. So joining me again tonight, Stephen D'Andrelli, Roger Katz, the guys from Arbalest Quarrel. Hello, fellas.
Good evening, Bill.
Now, if you guys don't have anything to talk about, I wanted to ask Mr. D'Andrelli a question real quick. How come I'm seeing all of this stuff coming out of New York State about a constitutional convention?
Oh, that's a big deal, because a constitutional convention could actually change the Constitution, and a lot of people are afraid of that. It could be good or bad. And it's if you want to talk about that on another show, I will prepare you for it, because it's got two sides, and most of the labor unions would be very afraid of it happening. They could actually it could go two ways, and that's the problem. It depends on which way it's voted, because if you can change the Constitution concerning how New York State views possession and carrying of firearms,
right?
That would be a good thing. But then it could go the other way too. It could be where it becomes even worse. And I can't imagine living here anymore if it got any worse, Bill. I'm defending New York right now as best I can, but that's a great subject, and I have a lot of information on that. I've been reading up on it, but
are they actually talking about breaking up the state?
No. The constitutional convention means that it would just be a different way of the legislature operating, and it would give different powers to the legislature and the representatives.
Yeah, if I could break in for a second. Actually, it could be, when we talk about a constitutional convention, it's actually a particular mechanism to make changes to a state's constitution outside of the legislature. It's basically an acknowledgement by the public, really, that the legislature is not really accomplishing its goals in accordance with the will of the people. That may be one predicate for having a constitutional convention, but it's obviously a major undertaking. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, and a powder keg too. And New York State, which is pretty big. I mean, demographically, it's divided. Size wise, it's a pretty large state. New York State is not a small state. Land wise, now you have predominantly New York City and the surrounding suburbs. wealthy surrounding suburbs are all Democratic and extremely liberal. Then you go upstate and certain parts of Long Island, where you have Nassau, Suffolk County, it's very Republican, very conservative. Yet the gun laws are not as pro Second Amendment as they should be, even in those Republican areas. So the convention that they're talking about, the Constitutional Convention, will not only deal with the gun issue; it would deal with the actual power of the legislature. I'd be happy, and Roger and I would be happy to talk about it. Maybe we could schedule it for next week or
let's do that. Let's do that. I also know that there's some other stuff being introduced that is going up against New York, so maybe we'll talk about that next week as well. What have you got for us this evening?
Well, I tell you, I've been listening to the news, and as I always say to your listeners, our listeners now, I feel this is part of our family here. We thank you, Bill, for having us on your show. And, again, our relationship with Lock and Load and Amoland and all the good organizations. But as I flick the different channels back and forth, Fox, Cable News Network, and One American News, and then, of course, CNN, I've got to see what they're saying, and ABC and NBC and all. The hot subjects today are President Trump's merit-based immigration policy regarding green cards. And sure. the key words that I'm hearing is assimilate. Now, if you remember about 2 or 3 weeks ago, we talked briefly about an article that I had written in the United Federation of Teachers newspaper, New York Teacher. And I wrote an article, what it is to be an American. And I disagreed vehemently with the vice president of the UFT. An American is someone who just happens to inhabit our country. And I made it clear that, no, it's about assimilating. Our president made it even clearer than that. It's about working. It's about coming here able and willing to work. It's about being a productive member of the community. It's about not coming here and immediately having your hand out and going on welfare. So that's a big subject. And another subject is affirmative action, reverse discrimination. And that also is the key word, merit and qualify. So Roger and I talked about it briefly, and I said, how would that tie in with a show that most of the listeners are tuning in because it's a gun show? Well, you're not just a gun show, and it does tie into the Second Amendment. And Roger has a few ideas on how we might be able to touch upon these two very hot, very important subjects that will affect everyone and tie it into our Bill of Rights and our Second Amendment.
I'm good. They're trying to change the demographic here in the United States in a lot of cases. And everybody that's coming up from the Hispanics, what is the percentage? I think like 73% want gun control.
You probably read the same article that I read. I forwarded it to article Amoland a few days ago. Did a thing on the demographics. And Peter Ronell, in his column in America's First Freedom, the NRA, quoted on the 2014 Pew Research study indicating that half of African Americans believe that gun ownership is more likely to protect people than to put them at risk. But that is not the case with Hispanics, Latinos. Unfortunately, many of them, they're going to vote Democrat, and they are not pro Second Amendment. So that does tie in, and that's a threat. So all of this immigration stuff and this affirmative action, this directly affects our Second Amendment rights.
Yeah, the only Hispanic people I know of that seem to be pro gun are the Cubans. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. In fact, it's interesting because when I was in the business of procuring the difficult to get New York City carry permit, I dealt with a lot of immigrants. And I'll never forget this. We were eating, and at a restaurant there were two guys from Greece. There were one or two guys from Russia. And these guys were all businessmen. They come here. They work hard. They all own their own businesses. A lot of them.
Let me get you to hold there. We'll pick it up when we get back. We're talking to the guys from Arbalest Quarrel. This is Lock and Load. piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Chances are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies. Stopping the inflammation they create and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food, and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish raised grass-fed cows. Try it and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Back live tonight. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot.
Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. My guests today, right now, are Steve DeAndrilli and Roger Katz from Arbalest Quarrel. All right, where are we? Where are we going? Let's go.
Well, I'll be brief. I was explaining that when I was in the business of helping people get gun permits in New York, especially the carry permit, the concealed handgun permit, and then get them the right gun, the right training, the holster, the cleaning equipment, the everything, the whole kit and caboodle. We were at a restaurant this happened several times, but the first time the conversation came up, I was like, wow, pleasantly shocked and surprised. So it goes something like this. One or two Greek guys, two or three Russian guys, there was an Italian guy, a few other guys from, former Soviet satellite countries. And they're all immigrants here legally, they had green cards. And they said to me, the first four things we did as soon as we got here? And I said, no, what? We got a good watch. We bought a pack of Marlboro. We got a driver's license and a car, and we got a license for a gun. Those were the first four things, because they just couldn't get those things where they came from. They certainly could not get a gun. They could not have a gun. These are the countries, European countries, you can't have a gun. Same thing with the Chinese. Same thing with other countries. So what we're talking about, and I know that Roger is going to be explaining it very simply and clearly and very loyally at the same time.
Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. Immigration and affirmative action are good president's top topics today. Do tie in with guns and our Second Amendment rights. And now I would like to turn over to Roger.
Okay. Thanks, Bill. I should say thanks, Stephen. Thanks, Stephen and Bill.
And Bill.
Absolutely. When I'm doing my analysis, it's easy to get lost within the trees and forget the forest, as they say. The thing is that there's certain general principles that are important for anyone who does law or government policy or philosophy to know. And that has to do with the structure of the particular nation that one lives in. And one of the reasons, the main reason that I voted for Donald Trump, apart from the fact that I could not begin to imagine a presidency under Hillary Clinton, was the fact that I believe that Donald Trump would preserve the notion of what it means for this nation to have and consecrate a Bill of Rights. Basically, the Bill of Rights centers around the importance of the individual. Individual versus society. Society to leave the individual alone. The problem that we come up with, when Stephen had mentioned this new immigration policy that now is getting pushed back by the Democrats and also by CNN's Jim Acosta, who gave Stephen Miller a difficult time when Jim Acosta had nothing to say except to show his obvious lack of knowledge and love of this country and its founding principles in the Bill of Rights.
And Roger, let me say one thing real quick. And his lack of knowledge about how many people in Europe and foreign countries actually do speak English. Remember, we had Alejandro on the program twice. He's from Spain. So this guy was a real moron.
Yeah, he definitely is. But beyond that, he's tied into his own narrow, constricted view of what is right and proper and moral. And we must understand that the Bill of Rights is not something, and I've said this before, and I'll say it again in subsequent programs, the Bill of Rights is not to be toyed with. It's not something that's subject for possible, let's say, to be ignored. It's something. It's not something to be denigrated. It's not something to be easily subject to amendment. And the framers made it very difficult for any constitutional amendment that would possibly destroy the sanctity of the first 10 amendments, which really are the foundation of this nation. Now, what we're having, what we see today is a slow, methodical transformation of what this nation should be in the 21st century. And in that structure, certain ideas regarding the Bill of Rights are under attack. One of them, of course, is that the Second Amendment has no place in a modern society. That's the idea that is at least tacitly stated and sometimes overtly stated by many individuals, both in this country and outside it, who would like to change the structure of this country. You change the Second Amendment, you do away with it, restrict it, ultimately this country falls apart. And I would make the point, too, that when we're talking about the Second Amendment particularly, but what I have to say is also important for the First Amendment and the Fourth Amendment and the Fifth and Eighth and so on. But the point is this, that it's the right that is set forth.
I tell you what, instead of start, we're going to hold right there because we're coming up on the break. And we'll get to that point when we get back. Arbolest Quarrel, you can find them at arbolestquarrel.com. You can find them at amoland.com, where they're featured writers. And I guess now every Wednesday you can find them right here at Lock and Load. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
And we are back live tonight. This is Lock and Load, this portion of the show. Brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Talking to the guys from Arbalest Quarrel, we were about to get to the point with Roger Katz. Would you please, please illustrate that point now, please, sir?
Yes. What I want to state is this, that the Bill of Rights is not subject to a simple vote. Let's say that the immigration policy, well, let's say that Jim Acosta was actually going to develop immigration policy. What would like that look like? Well, right now we would see probably 11, 12 million illegal immigrants given automatic citizenship, all right? He would ultimately allow in virtually anyone who wants to come in across the border, and we would just have to make arrangements for them. And ultimately, they would be given the right to vote. And since people from these various different countries in the Middle East and in Latin America do not have anything at all like our Bill of Rights, they would see no reason why we should still have it. And so there would probably be a public referendum across the nation. And the majority of the people now made up of this new demographic, as Stephen had mentioned, would say, well, we don't need a Second Amendment anymore. Well, we probably don't need the Fourth Amendment, freedom of the right to be free from unreasonable searches and seizures. And, as far as freedom to speak and freedom of the press, well, that's fine, too, so long as it doesn't offend someone's ear. The fact of the matter is that the Bill of Rights is not subject to popular opinion. And I recall, I think it was about a year or so ago, I was listening to a progressive radio station, and a lawyer on that station was arguing just that. He was trying to make the point that the majority of the people in this country wish for a more restrictive firearm laws, and that the legislature should be amenable to accepting those opinions. Well, apart from that, you can't really statutorily denigrate and repeal a constitutional amendment. So actually, in practice, as we see, certainly with unreasonable searches and seizures under the Fourth Amendment, with the Patriot Act and other such acts of Congress, they do much to whittle away at the specific rights and liberties as set forth in the Bill of Rights. And that's a sad thing. But we see that now with the changes in the society, the amorphous transformation away from the basic principles upon which this country was created. And I find that very, very troublesome, because the Bill of Rights is basically a constant. It doesn't change. And yet those that attack it basically make their argument predicated on that very statement, on that very notion that, well, it is a constant. It reflects very rigid ideas that may have had some meaning and a purpose back in the 18th century, but they don't any longer, and that we should therefore either ignore them or find a mechanism to repeal them outright, and if we can't do that, then attempt to legislate them out of existence. And this is a very, we're actually in a very dangerous period of history. And when you, what I find most disturbing is the idea coming from some of these Democratic congressional people, such as Cummings and Waters, who talk about Democratic values and democracy as something that's not represented by the Trump administration. But quite frankly, simply saying that doesn't make it so. And what they have in mind is something that would literally destroy the concept of democracy in a free republic as understood by the framers. And we see that also slowly in the educational system as it's being changed. History is being rewritten. Statues are being torn down. Names of buildings on college campuses are being changed. This all reflects the novel of Orwell's 1984, that somehow history is an amorphous type of a creation that can be changed, and reality is changed simply by rewriting what one wants to place into it, consistent with whatever the flavor of the day is. And this is a concept, this notion of cultural relativism, legal relativism, moral relativism, is ultimately nothing more than an attempt to fracture the very notion of the nation state, this particular nation state. And I find it most compelling because we come around and around again to the Second Amendment. We might point out that in other nations there are bills of rights or certain documents similar to a bill of rights that talk about concept of freedom of press, perhaps freedom of speech, perhaps a prohibition of double jeopardy, let's say in a trial context, freedom from self-incrimination, due process of law, a right to just compensation for public taking of private property, rights in criminal trials, rights in civil trials, but you don't see anything like the Second Amendment. And that is something where this country is being dictated to by so-called Western allies, which I find more reprehensible and actually more dangerous than anything that might come out of, let's say, Russia or China. And that's the thing that is most disturbing. We assume that, well, our allies actually adhere to and agree with all the salient principles that make up our similar society. But that's not the case at all. The EU that exists today is making mincemeat of nations' rights and the idea of identity of people and values and so on and so forth.
Let me get you to hold right there with the EU. We'll come back to the EU and what they're doing. And the leftists, they're just the same everywhere around, I guess. Arbalest Quarrel, you can find them at arbalestquarrel.com. They're both featured writers. Stephen and Roger are both featured writers at Amoland.com, which is, my favorite aggregator of news. And every Wednesday right here at Lock and Load. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
To being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
for those suffering from hearing loss, a typical morning may sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
But with an MD hearing aid, mornings could sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
Music with hearing loss may sound like this. With an MD hearing aid? If you or a loved one want to enjoy all the sounds you've been missing, you need to try the MD hearing aid. You can try it risk-free for 45 days. Just call 1-800-481-6532. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid, and at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid, hearing clearly again is more affordable than you think. So instead of a muffled weather report, you could be hearing,
but it's looking sunny with warm temps into the weekend.
To hear what you've been missing for a fraction of the price, try the MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-481-6532. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-481-6532.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. When we last left off, we were talking about the EU. You know how I feel about the EU. Roger was just corroborating what I feel about the EU. Roger, feel free to continue to elaborate and corroborate what I say about the EU.
Well, leave a little time for me, Roger. Just leave
I will leave a little time for you, and I just wanted to point out this about the EU. It originally, when it expanded, it began in 1973. It had six nations as members, and then it had 12. The second and third enlargements in 1981 and 1986. And I'm reading from a particular law review article here. And then a union of 15 in 1995. And now, 2004, 27. And I'm reading, this is from, to give proper credit, the significance of the rule of law and its implications for the European Union and the United States by a Ricardo Gustavo Bono in the 72 University of Pittsburgh Law Review. And but reading that is very interesting because what you see is a spider's web, and that spider's web is more prolific and more dangerous, I believe, than anything that would be represented by Russia and by China. What we see is a takeover of the very concepts of what a proper nation, in this case a set of nations, should look like. And that's very disturbing because basically you have in this European Union set up by a number of very wealthy, very powerful elites. Again, I hate that term, but it's always used, so let's just say, those individuals that have their own particular goals and aims, and those are not necessarily the same goals and aims of the people of individual nations, or for that matter, of the goals and aims of individual nation states. Now, I could see at some point, and what's interesting, of course, that our previous president, Barack Obama, attempted through the Trans-Pacific Partnership to extend this globalization, which would ultimately also mean socialization of interconnected nations, to the point where ultimately the constitutions of individual nation states would become obsolete. And fortunately, in fact, that was one of the first things that President Trump did, was put the axe to any notion that we would enter the Trans-Pacific Partnership or the Atlantic Partnership, which was supposed to be a similar economic union, but of course also a social and a legal union between the U.S. and the nations of the European Union, which though Obama did not discuss, and very few writers talk about, is the fact that we would subordinate our own laws, our own jurisprudence, our own constitution to that of the laws and created by the tribunals that would reflect the desires and the aims and goals of those that had the most to gain through such a union. So ultimately, the bottom line for me is that the Bill of Rights is a constant. It's not something to be tampered with, to be toyed with. It's inviolate. It's sacred. It's sacrosanct. Our nation should remain so. We have a right to protect our borders. Immigration policy should be reflect as the president's reflects a desire to protect our people and to make, as Stephen pointed out, to see that those that come into this country will be assimilated to reflect and desire to love and respect our history and our Constitution, and the principles that make up our great country. Stephen?
Thank you.
All right.
All right. Getting back to the case of the United Kingdom, they let
We have about 4 minutes, not quite 4 minutes left, Stephen.
I'm gonna say it in less time than that. I am not going to bore your listeners. They're going to want to hear what I have to say. Here it is.
Go.
Here it is in a nutshell. And everyone listening, as I always remind you, don't let it happen to us. Don't let it happen to you. Don't let it happen to your children. Don't let it happen to your grandchildren. Because the United Kingdom is a perfect example. So, in the case of the United Kingdom, Great Britain, England, whatever you want to call it, they let their right of self-defense and their right of gun ownership to go away. And they've done this over three generations, so their mind is already set. They've accepted the fake news, they've accepted the propaganda, they've accepted the legislation of their parliament and political leaders. They bought it lock, stock, and barrel. They are fools, and I'll call them that. And I have friends in England that are not fools. They are sad, just like my friend from Spain, Alejandro. They want the rights we have. They want the Bill of Rights. They want the amendments, the Second Amendment, and all the other rights we have that Roger spoke about. And they know it's going to be almost impossible. It will take a total failure by the British government to not protect its people for them to change their mind. So what I would like to say to all of our listeners is be active. And if you are active, be more active. We need to protect our rights. You need to call your elected officials, fax them, email them, text them, whatever you want to do. But you need to let everyone know that we have a president that we need to get his policies done. We need to stop this internal fighting within the Republican Party, and we need to even persuade some Democrats to come to reason. And these two things that are taking over the news today and will probably be discussed from now on until they're addressed, immigration that's based upon merit in order to get a green card, that's going to save America's jobs, increase pay for Americans. It's going to decrease the dependence that we pay in taxes for welfare, and it's going to stop people from coming in that could eventually get the right to vote and that are going to vote against the Second Amendment. We need to support that. We need to get our politicians to tell Trump, yes, we support you, and to vote right. We need to stop and discontinue affirmative action, which really, in essence, to me, is very simple. It's reverse discrimination, period. If you qualify to get into a college or you qualify for a job, then you should get in based upon qualification.
There you go. And that's going to have to be the last word. Thank you very much, guys, for joining me this evening. We will do it next week.
Thanks a lot.
Same bat time, same bat channel. Second hour is coming up. We're going to be joined by Adam Finley. He is the mind behind DTWS Arms. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.